Baby Nene Senior.
Hello, Sloan Nerds. Welcome to episode 55 of Sloan A to Z. We are continuing our glacially slow crawl through the letter C with a Andrew Scott song called Close Encounters. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Senior Daddy Nene, Baby Nene Senior, who's butchering the show already. Baby Nene Senior, Jeff Fox, and of course, have the brains of the show beside me. The only reason we're here, Baby Nene, the original Nathan Fox, or he has a new name that given to him by Sloan superfan Aaron Pinto, Lil Narwhar. Hello, Lil Narwhar, Nathan.
Hello, in my dreams.
Talk in the microphone.
In my dreams.
In your dreams, you want to be Narwhar?
I want to be Narwhar.
I want you to be an engineer.
Well, my parents have an idea of what I...
Close Encounters, Nathan.
Close Encounters. Steady, which is their most...
first song
off this album? It would be. It's a important... a good album. Well, I have more to say, but we'll get to that after... the album is.
All right, this album came out October 21st, 2022. It's the first Sloan album released when Nathan was a super, since Nathan was a super fan, right?
Super fan, yeah.
Yes.
Fan, I guess I would just hear Sloan.
Yes. First was hyping it up when we saw them at Blues Fest, saying that their
steady.
That their 13th album was coming out.
Uh-huh.
And it did in October, and Nathan got it on vinyl.
I remember, I was so excited. I was waiting. I was just so excited.
Yes.
To hear it, and I got it on vinyl.
And we're doing Close Encounters, which is
the
10th song of the 12-song track.
Second one by Andrew.
Yeah, only two Andrew songs. He didn't have three, so Chris got to put another one of his songs on the album. So let's break down Close Encounters, Nathan.
All right.
First thing that jumps out to me hearing it is it's totally different for Andrew and for Slum.
Okay. Like, I see, yeah.
Is there any other songs similar to it in their catalog?
And Andrew has no similar songs. Well, okay, nowadays it's not that he's gotten repetitive, it's just he's gotten less... Okay, his songs used to be like... Okay, so like, on the first album, he wrote... Well, this is not a good one, but to compare, because he didn't sing either. 500 Up and Meaning Strip, neither are like... The next album's a better comparison, because he sings both of them. People of the Sky, Before I Do, nothing alike.
Right.
And so on, one chord to another. 400 Meters, A-Sides, Win, neither of them are like. And none of the songs on Navy Blues are like, none of the songs Between the Bridges, and so on. Just like this album, neither of the songs are alike. They're both good, but they're not similar in a way.
Yes.
I guess you could say on 12, some of his songs were more similar to each other. Like Gone for Good and Year Zero are kind of similar. Both good, but they are a bit similar. But the rest of his songs are not alike at all. They're all unique and all good.
There you go. They're unique and all good. Yeah, this one, like I said, totally different.
Unique in a good way.
You want to... how about we read what he said about it? Their official press release from Universal Music Canada when this album came out. Have you seen this before, Nathan, or not?
I think I have.
He has a funny... Andrew Scott outlines Close Encounters as a song written to process the threat of COVID, living, dying, people, and social responsibility. If it was a meal, the recipe would be, here's the funny parts, 4 teaspoons Black Sabbath. I think that's the only band along with Public Enemy that all four of them agree on, Chris said. Being fans of Black Sabbath and Public Enemy, I think.
Interesting.
I think.
He said four teaspoons
Black Sabbath, a quarter cup of Genesis finely diced. He doesn't say whether it's Peter Gabriel Genesis or not. 3 dashes of Rolling Stones, 2 pounds of Motorhead, roughly chopped.
I guess the Genesis is like the band Genesis.
Yes, I know, but the Peter Gabriel version or not is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Before he left. Motorhead, roughly chopped. Seasoned with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Bake at 425 degrees for an hour. Serve immediately.
Interesting.
Thoughts on that, Nathan? Does that sum up the song properly?
Sure, that works. And that's a very Andrew Scott thing to say, and make it a recipe, right?
I don't hear any Motorhead.
I'm sure he's He loves Motorhead.
Yeah.
So, maybe in the background you can hear him flipping through his Motorhead records. Maybe that's what he means.
No Black Sabbath. It's not a heavy song that way. Obviously, I hear R&B, soul, all that, right?
Mm. Especially the ooze.
Who brings us the ooze in the song, Nathan?
That would be the likes of Greg Goose Dog McDonald.
Yes. And he just baked some delicious brownies I saw on Instagram. They look really good.
He's the Insta IG.
Chris Murphy did not know whether or not he was on this song or not, so I asked Andrew, and Andrew said,
he knows that he was on one of them a little bit, but the other one he was on it more than the other.
Right. Anyhow, he sings, what's the guy's name, Andrew? That's his name, right? Yeah. Andrew told me that.
You're tired?
Greg and Chris sing backup on this. Everything else is Andrew. All the instruments are Andrew. Everything is Andrew because it was a pandemic. Plus, they're kind of like that anyhow as it is when they record.
The coincidence is it goes back and forth, but.
Yeah.
Like Slimcast said, but Chris debunked that. He said it's not actually like that back and forth.
Good explanation. No one understands.
I forget what he said.
They were talking about Slimcast was positing that perhaps does songs on their own, one album, the next album they do collaborative and back and forth. And it's Chris said that's wrong.
Nope, not true.
You're a bunch of liars, Sloancast.
No, he didn't say that.
He said he wishes you didn't have a podcast. He wishes only Sloan A to Z existed. He told us all that, didn't he?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, maybe that was when I was talking about. Maybe I made that up. Who's to say? Starting a feud with our friends. So Greg makes a song for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's starting to
use his voice, like his natural voice, a lot more on this most recent album.
Usually, he blends in. He can play every instrument and do everyone's voice, basically, right?
Oh, also, I'd like to say live for this song.
Yeah,
this is when Andrew brings out his Gretsch. His Gretsch
country gentleman?
Yes, his country gentleman.
Nathan loves talking about Gretsch country gentlemen. That was his thing for a while.
I think
he might have wanted me to buy him one or something. That's why I kept mentioning
$3,000.
Continue.
And the reason why he brings this one out is he doesn't use a capo in it.
Right.
It's supposed to be capo on one. Okay. But it's tuned. He tunes his guitar up. Step. So, which is interesting.
Okay. So when he recorded it, he had a capo on.
He had his tunes up. Tunes it up.
Tune it up.
And same with live. He has his tune up half a step on the guitar.
All right, cool.
So it's like more open sounding, less capo sounding.
Do you like it live? May as well talk about live now.
I do like it live.
We saw it live, right?
Twice.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list of our last show that we saw.
The last show.
They've done this song live 28 times. Obviously, all on this most recent tour because it didn't exist before that.
Maybe it exists, not live.
Right. I forgot to ask him how long this. Well, it's about COVID, so obviously. Hasn't been around that long. Maybe the music was. 4 times 2022, 24 times 2023.
We saw it in one of those 4 times in the
2022, yep. You think we will hear? Will it be played again live? Chris?
No, unfortunately not. I don't think Chris
sadly jokes that all the songs
it's
are
very
the trash.
Sad.
It is
it
sad.
Makes me sad.
He's mentioned
it
multiple times. I think
he
is sad about it.
Go in the garbage.
They don't have to. This is a special album. They should think about keeping more of the songs in the set list.
Like they kept the day I can't speak. The day will be mine every so often. They play.
That'd be hard because Chris.
They don't play any Commonwealth songs. I wish they did.
Yeah. Chris and
Dream set list. If they ever I would want them to open with 48 Fortress would be my dream set list opener.
Because Magical Think is a very good opener. They should keep
it's
that
because
in the set.
nobody likes playing. Well, people like playing 48 Fortress, but it's just 17 minutes.
Yeah,
and they're never gonna play it again. They've said so.
And Chris's,
sad.
Chris's kids are too old to sing like that. Probably as well too, right?
Like on the where was that? Was that at
HMV Underground?
Yeah. Correct.
But yeah, it's like I said that to Chris too. It's hard, especially for him and Patrick, because they have so many songs that people, that fans insist on hearing every concert, that it's hard to put get new songs in. I think Jay and Andrew could probably, they had such strong songs on Steady, they could probably sneak them in their sets.
And also Patrick and Chris have like hits on it, like Magical Thinking and Scratch the Surface, Spend the Day, and Jay has Dream It All Over Again.
Yeah.
And if Andrew were to have a single, what do you think?
This one.
You think this song?
Close Encounters.
I think either would work, but I feel like they would more likely not use Panic on Runnymede, to be
Yeah.
honest, because like it's, I don't know, it's just they like played it on the Steady Live sessions. So like where are the rest of Steady Live sessions? They just
Yeah. Nathan wants to see the rest
I
of
want
the live
to see the
sessions.
live Steady Live sessions. I want an album, the whole album live. They're good.
Here's what
Wait, did they play Close Encounters on the Letty Steady on the Letty Stive
Lady Stive. I
sessions?
can't remember. I guess I'll have to look it up while you talk.
Okay, what where were we?
We weren't really anywhere. We're all over the place like usual.
Right, okay. I'm trying to think, where were we? Lost. Okay, so
Talk about the instrumentation. How
right.
about?
Okay, so the instrumentation is very Andrew Scott.
Yeah, because it's all him, so
Is
yeah.
it all him? The drums are very him, the piano is, it's just, no, they didn't play it.
No, they didn't play.
Steady Live sessions are good. You should go listen to them. Yeah.
Andrew's dressed up like a cowboy. His cowboy
Which
hat and a
Finder?
Witchfinder General shirt.
Jay has, they're all wearing classic outfits
Yeah.
in
So
them.
you think musically it's classic Andrew?
Yep, like the weird in a good way. Also, especially the, wait a minute, I'm getting mixed up. No, I'm getting mixed up with Panic on Runnymede now.
Okay.
I was thinking the solo. Is there a solo on this one?
You just listened
Really?
to it. I'm trying to think.
No, I don't think there is. Because I was thinking of the Panic on Runnymede. Oh no, into the
Right.
solo, but that's Panic on Runnymede.
Yes.
Whoops.
Do you know it's the longest song on this
Oh,
album?
is
I just looked at
which makes sense because it's Andrew typically has longer
3 minutes
songs.
and 52
Yeah, this is
seconds.
typically short album.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. On 12. Let's see. Wait, how long is this? 36? How long is 12? Let's just check. Okay, so Steady shorter than 12.
Yeah, by 4 minutes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so back to Close
Yeah.
Encounters.
Do you think it's going to be dated because of the COVID stuff? Or I guess people didn't
No.
really like
It's
slump.
not obviously. It's like
He isn't wearing my mask and stuff like
that
that.
could be
Like,
any, that could be like
yes.
hiding your identity or like trying to hide from something. And like it's not blatant, like it is, but like it's not, like you could tell me it's not about that and I would be like, okay, it's not about COVID, okay.
Yeah.
Because like it doesn't seem obvious, but at the same time, once you know it is, it's obvious.
Right. And he admitted that it was, so I guess it is
Yeah.
then, right? All right, let's see Pitchfork. Pitchfork's usually pretty good.
Pitchfork.
I think they're going away though, aren't they? Or they
Are they really?
I think there's something going on and they got bought by someone big or something. Here's what they say about it. He says that the writer here says that this is of the album review. Drummer Andrew Scott is
Who
slowing
did the
George
review?
Harrison, the soulful outlier who quietly makes the most interesting artistic choices. And
Okay.
that we're going, he's talked about Barking Dogs and stuff, of course. The cooing sunshine pop of Close Encounters is relatively straightforward compared to Panic on Runnymede. But Scott's politically
Okay, right.
incisive lyrics contrast the song's laid-back melody. It's so depressingly sad how held hostage we are by the Wi-Fi bars and all the gas in our cars. An album full of diaristic songs from four middle-aged dad rockers, Scott's contributions still feel the sharpest. And
Okay.
Jay, not a dad rocker.
No.
Well, I guess he makes dad rock, maybe.
I guess so.
Do you agree with the write-up there? E-E.
Kinda.
E.
No, not E.
Yeah,
A bit,
Canadian.
a bit. No, Canadians, A.
Right. A.
A.
All right. What do we hear on this music, instrument-wise? What do we hear in this song?
Piano,
Yeah.
drums,
Drum. Yeah.
bass, guitar. So, like, It's a typical instrumentation.
Yeah. Nothing fancy.
No fancy, I don't think. No glockenspiel. No marimba.
Didgeridoo.
No didgeridoo.
Nathan says someone in his band knows how to play the didgeridoo, so I think they should do didgeridoo songs.
Yeah. Should I want a, what do you call
mouth
it?
Harp?
Yes.
Buy one.
A jaw harp.
They're cheap. Amazon has everything. Jeff Bezos can send you one. Probably today you could get a mouth harp. Then you're going to make some porch music.
I need a washboard, too.
Yeah, washboard, too.
Banjo. Five-string banjo.
So we know what album it's on, and Nathan has it on vinyl, of course. What color is your vinyl?
Pink, and in the United States of America, on Yep Rock, it would be on purple.
Do you want that one, too?
Yeah.
We saw that one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, so Sloan made it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because Patrick Pantlen has to wear a mustache on his guitar.
No, not a... No,
like ice cream cone. Ice cream cone on your guitar, right.
And jungle-looking thing on your guitar.
And yeah, video callbacks.
Talk to Patrick from keeping the tour alive.
So yeah, they made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What does Patrick look like in this album? You can see him on the cover.
Yes, his...
He doesn't look like Patrick.
He looks like Patrick. Modern day Patrick. He looks like Patrick now. Yeah. Well, kind of. Okay, he has his Jesus and Mary chain shirt on.
Right.
He has a leather jacket. He got jeans, it appears to be. Maybe leather. No, not leather jeans. He's got sunglasses that he wears over his glasses a lot. He has short hair. He's looking to the side. Curious. To the side. And then, Harris is telling a joke to Chris, and Chris looks to the side and laughs.
For real? That's what happened?
Mm-hmm. Or, no, it might not have been Harris. So, anyways. And I believe this is in Andrew's backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, his cuff has his coffee cup.
Yep.
And a suit on. And I believe that's, like, Jay has a suit jacket.
It's like Angus Young. With his schoolboy outfit.
And
his hat.
And he has jeans on and, like, his typical hat. Yeah. So, that's Jay's outfit. Also, the Dream It All Over Again music video. There's a better-looking image.
Yep.
All Over Again music video is... They're wearing all their outfits from the Steady album cover. It's their most recent, obviously, album cover video. What are the other album cover videos? Money City Maniacs is reflecting Navy Blues. Mm-hmm. There's none on One Chord. Between the Bridges has Losing California, which is reflecting. They're known for having their videos reflect their album covers.
Yep.
Is there any others that you can think of off the top of your head? I can't. Oh, no.
Chris likes to pout like on the top, like he does on the cover of Twice Removed. People, this isn't a video podcast. Nathan just did it though. Just in that interview, backstage interview or whatever, sideshow interview. What else?
French fries.
Do you know how to play this song, Nathan?
I do.
You do?
But I forget.
I've never heard you play it. What do you play it on? What instruments?
Guitar.
On guitar.
And I. Really capable of one. I didn't tune my guitar up because I didn't know. Let's pull up the chords and talk about the chord structure.
Okay. Is it
I've taken over. Not Ultimate Drivers.
Or is Andrew's songs usually hard to play because they're weird or not?
Okay, the rhythm parts, no. You just have to learn the strumming patterns. But then it's difficult. Like, a lot of times there's not even tabs anywhere for his solos because it's so difficult to figure out.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So you learn this, and this, I don't know. I don't feel like this is a guitar song. Well, how do you think?
Piano?
Do you think it was a piano song originally for him? All these questions I should have asked.
Wait, but is it interesting? There's like a harp or something.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh, how could we do that? How could we forget that? How could I forget that?
We just listened to the song. This is usually
Ding, 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 ding. What instrument is that?
Wind chimes. It's his backyard.
Is it?
Keep on the first fright. So.
Well, or in real life.
Tell the people the chords.
D. Okay, let's go through. And the intro is D A D A. Da 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 da.
Da
da. Like the art style.
There. Like what you used to call me?
Da da.
Da da.
And then. Damn. Dad.
Nathan, watch your mouth.
M. Duh.
So it's D, A minor, D. A D A minor D A D A minor 7 D. So basically,
A minor
between
7,
A's
okay.
And D's, the whole thing, right?
And then, yeah, there's no other different
pre-choruses. You throw a G in there,
a C in
the chorus. You throw a C in there and a B flat.
B flat. I think that would be it. who knows, maybe he throws in a random chord at the end. Nope.
Nope. So it's not that weird of a song, right?
Nope.
Even I could play this, right?
Of course.
Of course. So you know how to play it. You have the song. Anything else to say about this song? Because we have a second part of this episode that's not about the song.
Oh, right. What time are we at? Wise, time-wise, what are we at?
The producer says we're about 20 minutes in, so yeah.
All right, okay.
That's enough
so
about Close Encounter. Good... I don't think there's anything else we need
you
to
say about it. You have it liked.
Oh. No, I don't have it liked, I don't think.
You don't have it liked?
Here's the one note Nathan wants to put down.
Okay,
two
right.
Notes,
so if this was older, back in the day, I think this Jenny would sing those backing vocals very well, like the I'm wearing my mask. Like, the higher parts would work very well. Don't you think?
So Andrew should have Jenny over to his house to play it then, right?
Yes.
Like he did when he used Andrew Scott is Terrified. Yeah. And you also talked about the reverb on his voice.
Oh, at the start, I think there's reverb on his voice. Or when he doubled them, he was off a bit, maybe, when
maybe
he was doubling.
Should he use some slapback instead?
Yeah, maybe.
Not reverb.
On then again.
Hey, are you guys using any reverb up there today?
No,
seriously. Are you guys using reverb?
A little. Okay.
Maybe just use like a little bit of slapback instead. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear the full version of Then Again.
Hear that, everybody? He wants
Anyone
to hear the full version
that?
Of Then Again.
I know because it's the bonus track for Double Cross, one of the bonus tracks for Double Cross.
Okay.
And you could hear some on the slap. On the.
It's a Chris song?
On the Emperor Slaps Back. Yep.
All right. I don't think I have it liked. No.
Why not?
I like the song, though. You have it liked, obviously. You have every song off the new album liked, right?
I think I do. I might. Yeah, I do.
All right. What is your rating for how many encounters do you give this one out of 5?
4. 3.5, 4.
I give it 3 encounters. Yeah. So that's about right. Nathan's usually a half. An encounter ahead of me, half star ahead, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that ends the normal episode, but don't go away because we have a bonus section.
Don't go away.
Obviously, thanks for listening. Like, review, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Sloan_A_Z, and Baby Nene is funny, NAYNAY. Jeff Fox, writer. And now, very special guest on the episode. We went and saw Chris Murphy perform live a week or so ago. And Nathan is going to interview someone about that right now, and we'll be back very soon with another Sea Song.
You may know who it is by the title.
Okay, bye.
Hello, this is Sloan A to Z Nathan here with a very special guest, who is my mom. So introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lisa, Nathan's mom, Jeff's wife.
Baby Nene, senorita. Baby Nene, mom.
The original Sloan fan in the family.
So, we went to the Chris Murphy live concert, us three. Yeah. Me, Baby Nene, you, Baby Nene, senorita, and Baby Nene, senior. So, we have our first guest, though, like I said. We did have a clip from Sloancast, Rob, but that wasn't an actual interview. So, how was the concert? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it immensely. It, like, blew my mind. The sound quality with just, like, acoustic and just Chris was, like, mind-blowing. It was fantastic.
And to think that he's not the guitar player in the band, to think about that, too. Like, he's the bass player.
Yep.
And, like, in his other bands, like, tons, he plays drums. He mostly plays drums in Trans-Canada Highwaymen, but he plays acoustic guitar in... anyway, gang, so he like, that is impressive, you think? That cause
yeah,
he's
the
not
music
really...
quality was fantastic. It's,
and the
jokes. It was great, the sounds were good.
The jokes?
Yeah, aside from the music, in between the songs, sometimes during, Chris is very entertaining. He was laughing pretty hard, I think.
The K-Tel ad, did you like the best?
And that was definitely my favorite time. I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt and some tears streaming down my face. So good, good comedian on top of the music talent.
Yep. So, do you want to talk about your favorite songs from the show, or do you want to talk about your past? Like, introduce your past, maybe, first, or...
No, we can start, like, while we're talking about the show right now. And recording back into time.
It was at Farm League Brewing in Galt in Cambridge, and it was a very cool, small venue.
Yeah.
And...
intimate setting. Yep. And really nice. And,
you met...
I met some great people. It's interesting. Want to
shout out anyone specific?
I do. I met a great lady named Leah. She ended up sitting beside me, and we're still in contact, and she's a huge Sloan fan, a huge Chris Murphy fan. So it's kind of cool to see, because even I was at the bar getting a beverage, and a lady gave me a hug. She's like, I just feel like there needs to be more love in the world. And then we talked to some people behind us, and they were interested in your school career and things like that, Nathan. Yep. So everyone's so personable. It just shows you what kind of people are fans of Chris and Sloan.
We met a guy named Chris Murphy.
Yeah, I got to actually meet Chris Murphy.
You were a bit starstruck.
I was very starstruck. I've been a fan for
By the way, if Chris is listening, she wasn't trying to be... It's like... you didn't seem rude. It was just like you kind of stayed out. Was that because you were starstruck?
It was just cool to meet him, because I mean, it's been like what 32 years of being a fan, and I know you guys have met him, and he's personable.
I still get a bit starstruck. Like the first three times, I was like, oh my gosh, like, still a bit starstruck. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Chris. He's here. Like I can meet him.
So much talent, and but I mean, he's a human, and he's super cool and nice. And
very nice.
Takes the time to meet his fans.
The saying
appreciate
that
it.
Don't meet your heroes does not apply.
No,
Chris
definitely
Murphy,
not.
Or any of the guys at Sloan.
Yeah.
Like, I've met three out of the four, and I've met, like, band crew members and, like, friends of the band, and they're all so nice. And it's great to have great music, great, band and great fans like you met.
Met lots of great
and
fans.
So you
want
to talk about songs that
you
enjoyed?
So I love the entire show for sure.
But especially some songs?
For me, The Other Man stood out for me. It was the second song. I guess the set list is out there, so it's no secret. It was the second song he played, and it's always been one of my favorite songs, and it didn't disappoint. It was really, really good.
By the way, sorry, quick spur-of-the-moment question. Do you have any key memories with the song, or any specific, or just did you always enjoy it?
Like I just love the tune. I don't have a good story to go with that, unfortunately.
No, just that you like the song.
Yeah. I'm not a podcaster. I'm not as good at coming up with things either at the end. And then...
the next song on the song you especially liked?
Summer's My Season was really good. And
that's my personal favorite Chris song. Yeah. Chris said that... So he said in the past that between the bridges, he didn't like his output as much. I enjoyed it. It's, like, one of my favorite Sloan albums up there. That might be my favorite. Also, Never Then of It, and the classic, like, hit albums and Steady, of course. But Summer's My Season's a bonus track from Between the Bridges. It's, like, my favorite Chris song, so there you go. Next. Do you have anything specific about that song that you enjoyed?
No, I'm just glad it got added in the encore at the end, so that was great. And then the other songs that stuck out for me, Marking the Moon was really good.
Oh, of course. Also from Between the Bridges.
Yeah.
So Chris always says he doesn't like his input, except for Marking the Moon is really good.
Such a great song. I might be boring here, but Coax Me and Underwhelmed for sure. Yeah. They're classics for me, they're hits, and I love it.
Getting to Underwhelmed, so what was your gateway to Sloan, or like what got you into Sloan? When did you get into Sloan, essentially?
Oh, okay. So it was with Smeared. I'm an OG. I'm going to age myself here, and that's okay. I'm fine with that, because Smeared was kind of the soundtrack to the year my friends and I all got our driver's license. So now, 16, but yeah, that was our soundtrack that year and years to come. Just anytime we were driving around, you know, in our parents' cars or
CD in.
The lucky friends that bought their own car. CD, not cassette.
What radio station did you...
I was a big, back then they were CFNY 102.1. They're the Edge now, or I think. But,
oh, is that what the Edge is?
The Edge 102.1. Okay. But right, back in the day it was CFNY, and I heard them there as well, but we all got the CDs too. Yeah.
So Smeared's your favorite from due to the memories. Oh, it's
nostalgia. Yeah, yeah. Smeared's my first Sloan album, and yeah, it's a great album. So, soundtrack to my teen years.
Is Underwhelmed your favorite song? Or do you like
I'm not good with favorites. Like I kind of change with the mood, right. But like right now, especially since the Chris Murphy show, I would pick The Other Man just cuz I really liked that live. And but yeah, I love Underwhelmed. I love Coax Me and
yeah,
you know.
Of course, all of
it. I change all the time.
And Chris is your favorite, I believe.
I love all the band members and all their music, but yeah, Chris has always been my favorite Sloan member for his songs. And now that I know how humorous he is, he's got some more points there.
So you, back in the 90s, did see them live. You can't
remember. I can. I'm going to have to reach out to one of my friends that I haven't talked to in a while and see if they can remember what venue. I mean, lots has happened. A few concussions since then. I can't pinpoint what venue we saw them at, but I did get to see them live in the KW Kitchener Waterloo.
Late 90s?
Probably, or? Yeah. It was definitely in the 90s, for sure. Yeah.
That's when they did more play, like, out here, because two of them had lived... Well, actually, no. Three of them had been living in... Two or three, depending on when, had been living in Toronto, so they could play more often.
For sure, easier here, to get here.
So, and so, me, I always liked Sloan, like, because, like, I would hear, like, A-sides when, like, the best of, and I would hear, like, Navy Blues and stuff, One Chord to Another, and stuff, and I guess I started more liking them, knowing liking them when, like, in the spot, like, not super fandom, but, like, when I started to be, like, who made this song? Oh, Sloan did? Oh, I like that a lot, and stuff. It was around Spotify, because then I didn't know just the hits after that, like, I knew Come On, Come On, and stuff, because I would hear it in the car, like, from Spotify, from Dad playing, and
yeah.
Then, like, I guess... They were coming to Kitchener. I've told this story before, but
the Blues Fest.
Which
I didn't get to
free.
Go. Yeah.
Quick question: did you see them open for the Strokes, or were you not there?
I've been to a few Strokes shows, and I don't think
Air
I was
Canada Center. Not
that. I don't think I got
no.
to see that one.
No.
No. Unfortunately.
We
have an older son that what we take turns watching.
That was,
right?
Wasn't that,
it? Or
was that
pre Adam?
2002.
Oh, okay. I don't think I was at that show. I don't think so.
But yeah, so I got to see them, and that's kind of when I was like, I really like this band. They really, like, jumped up onto my favorite bands list. And I was like, oh, surprise, so many songs. And I was like, oh, that's by Sloan. I love If It Feels Good, Do It. That's by Sloan? No way, I didn't know that. And I was like, wow. And I kind of didn't think that there was, like, I feel like, I wish there was good Canadian music, because then I could be, like, have a favorite musician from Canada and stuff. And there you go, Sloan.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're my favorite overall band, obviously.
That, too. Do you know how many times you've seen Sloan?
Sloan, but, okay, so I saw them at the TD Blues Fest in Kitchener, which would have, summer of 2022, August 2022, and then I saw them, London Music Hall, in November 2022, which was, like, their third show of the Steady Tour. And then I saw them at the last show at the History, their last show at the Steady Tour, which was really good. I think, yeah, three. I've seen them three times.
Did they play at, like, a cafe opening or something? Was that something?
Well, that was Anyway Gang.
Anyway
right.
Gang, right. See?
And I've seen them, and I've seen
Chris
twice solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once in St. Catharines and one in Galt, which we were talking about. So, essentially, let's go through the set list now. Oh, don't have it. Oh, you have it.
I have it
good,
right here.
Good, good. Okay, so he opened with Set in Motion off of Never Seen Done of It. Great song. Fun song. People always get a kick out of the lines.
Yeah, it's a good
in
starter.
It. Yep. Last time he started with Spin Our Wheels, and then he played The Other Man. And then he Pretty Together. Fading Through Security, again off Never Seen Done of It. I'm the Cancer off Smeared. I'm going to stop saying all the albums. So Far, So Good, Autobiography, Marquee and the Moon, Spin Our Wheels, and then he took a quick break and chatted with some people. He went and chat with us. And then after that, well, he asked me if I had heard some songs. So he played some songs I hadn't heard. He asked me.
Right.
And so he played Your Daddy Will Do, which I hadn't heard live. And then he played Dear Diary, which I haven't heard live either. So that was good. Those two I had never seen until then. Then he played G Turns to D, which is good song. Try to Make It, a bit of a deeper cut. Deeper Than Beauty. After Ages, great underrated song. I feel like a lot more light got shined.
I don't know.
On After Ages since like his live performance, because I don't know, maybe just people start, because he used that song to promote some of his live shows. So, and then Coax Me and Underwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then he ended the show, and then he did the K-Tel had, which was hilarious. Then he came back and played, he asked for some shout-outs. I shouted out Yours to Steal as the joke, the never-ending joke of that. And he pretended he didn't know what that was, same with someone called out. Case of You.
Right.
And then Loving You Ain't That Easy. So two covers, those. And then someone yelled out Chest of the Molester, and he did play that, which was fun. And we just covered it. Well, yeah, we just covered it briefly.
Yeah.
So that was cool, and I got to duet by yelling out the Patrick lines. And then Pen Pals, he played. And then Summer's My Season. And then he ended with Rest of My Life. And after that, you got me a tote bag.
For your amazing accomplishments at school this year. I think it was like report card week week.
Yeah.
So I was like, ugh.
Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
It's amazing.
And he drew his face on it and signed it and wrote A+ and Baby Nene on it. And so, yeah, it was an overall really good show. Great venue, like we said. And yeah, it was real fun. And so, what was I saying? So great show. Do you have any other notes?
No, it was such a fun night out. And like, he really makes the show interactive. Like, he asks questions, he tells like fun stories from past shows,
Pizza
et cetera.
Backstage.
Pizza backstage. Jokes, and I don't want to give anything away. But
yeah.
Definitely, if you get a chance to go see a Chris Murphy show.
Yeah, and he told a lot of new jokes.
Yeah.
Did he tell the Sting Soup joke?
I heard the Sting Soup
joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that was quite funny.
That was the first like Chris Murphy joke I ever heard, probably.
It was good.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. And he's
like
yeah.
the first joke, like I heard that he said that at the Kitchener Festival. So that would have been the first Chris Murphy joke I've ever heard.
There you go. It was a good one. So he's funny. He's musically talented. We all know that. Anyone listening here knows that. Graphically, artistically talented, because he drew himself on the bag I bought for Nathan for his good marks. And brings a lot of fun, kind, a good crowd.
Good
people. Everyone was so nice there. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm trying to think some Sloan news. Sloan, Alive and All Right. We talked about the vinyl, but they're putting it out. They put it out on Bandcamp. So now you can listen to it digitally, mastered and stuff. Like, mastered for the listening. You can go buy that on Bandcamp. And I believe there is still some copies of the vinyl, double vinyl, released. And so it's a great show. Just check out Sloan's website and Sloan's Bandcamp, and you can see all of that there. And so, yeah.
Thanks for having me
listening.
On the show, too.
And, yeah, there we go. One thing I noticed about our bonus episodes, two of our bonus episodes during the letter C start with C. Chris Murphy Solo Show and Christmas episode.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's so it funny. Works. Yeah. And so there you go, Sloan nerds. And one second. I'm going to ask you what we say for the letter C, and you're going to say ciao. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, what do we say for the letter C?
Ciao.